ABC Radio Australia.
Imagine you're about to turn the tap on to get some water, or you're on your way to the river to fill up a bucket with water. But when you turn that tap on, nothing comes out. Or when you get to the river, it's dry. There's no water there at all. Droughts are common in Nauru, and it's not unusual to have no water. And this is one of the biggest forms of disaster that people face in the country. Evane Gabidi is from the Nauru Media Bureau. What's it actually like living in Nauru and actually going through these droughts that happen regularly?
Not getting water, especially for media. Media usually stays back. Sometimes we go home to get water. We go home for the restrooms.
Is that common? Like, is it often that you turn the tap on and there's no water? Is that a common issue for you?
Yes, it is a common. So for me, when there's no water running, because it's either the water pump is broken or either the tank is empty. I remember every morning, like it's not even daybreak, mom has to wake me up and we have to pack these 44 blue plastic gallons in the back of our Jeep, sometimes our van, big van. And then it's still dark, and it's maybe around 4:30 to 5 o'clock. We have to, from Yaren we have to drive over to Anetan. It's like on the other side of the island. We have a family there, and my mom, we took our laundries. We do our laundries there. We have our bath there before we go home. And then we fill those 44 blue plastic drums to take with us back home.
So when you were in the car, when you were going collecting water, where was it? Where was the water coming from? Like where were you actually getting it from?
It's an underground water. So the family, because in the old days, underground water for brackish, they have to dig a hole. I don't know how long or how deep it is. And then they'll put these layer of pipes, just to, like a well.
Evane, how are you sort of feeling about the future of Nauru at the moment? I mean, in the next sort of 5 or 10 years, 15 years, whatever it is, how are you feeling about that?
How do I feel about the future of Nauru? As a mother of two, I feel worried about the future for Nauru. If we don't act now and seriously take action in whatever's coming our way, because we can't predict what's coming. Droughts, we haven't experienced tsunami. Maybe soon we'll reach that part, because it's changing.
Are you worried? Like, are you scared about that at all? Or?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Nauru has a body saying of pride, like we're not scared, but to be honest, we are scared, but just not showing it. It's like we feel like we've got it, but no, we don't have it. Things are changing now. Things really changing. I'm worried about what's gonna happen in the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years to come.
Pacific Prepared.